Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, November 14th. Just a little over a week away from Turkey Day. Wow, that was impressive, Alex. You sounded like a real turkey right there.
I've been practicing.
How you doing, my little gobbler? You having a good morning?
I'm having a great morning. Yeah, I heard that it's already Thanksgiving next week, so that's pretty surreal.
I'm just dreaming.
I think Thanksgiving, by the way, is so much better than Christmas.
What? Oh, yeah. I like Christmas more. I don't hate Thanksgiving, but why would you like Thanksgiving more than Christmas?
The food is better. There's something about it. I don't know. I've always liked it better.
All right, cool. Well, live the web girl. Good morning. It's good to see you in person. Didn't get to see you for the past couple of days.
I know. How did you guys do it without seeing my beautiful face every morning?
Yeah, honestly, I'm impressed with myself that I was able to survive.
We
thought it would be
miss
impossible.
You.
Oh, I know I missed you guys. It was weird in this studio without all the craziness.
Oh, there was craziness. You should have seen producer Porkchop taking off his clothing the whole time.
I know. I'm a little upset I didn't get to see it in person.
Didn't we talk about yesterday how you're supposed to come dolled up for me?
Supposed to what?
Oh, come God, dolled up. Dude. Shots fired.
Oh, my
Not this
gosh.
Early in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Bye, Porkchop. Literally, guys, like, I have never wanted to like cuss on air more than that moment.
Yeah, hey, do me a favor, do not cuss.
I'm not.
We'll have to get you one of those, what'd you call them?
A muzzle?
No. Alex loves her kinetic sand. We're going to have to get you some of that.
Oh my gosh, Alex, literally all last night, probably for an hour, I got sucked into watching kinetic sand videos.
Oh my gosh, I am
People
so glad.
People cutting kinetic sand, yeah. It's like so satisfying.
The
and
crunch.
I don't even know. Yes, it's yes. like a good crunch. Also, people cutting soap. I swear this is like going viral.
You know, when we talked about yesterday on the show, I talked about how much I love kinetic sand videos. And
so do 4-year-olds, yes.
Somebody, like, well, more than one person DM'd me accounts for cutting soap, which
yes!
I had not
yes!
known about until yesterday when
yes!
I talked about the sand. So now
oh
I'm also
my gosh.
On
cutting
board.
Soap videos is so amazing.
Okay, I knew I opened up a wormhole. I'm gonna wrap it up, but people can you can DM us too. Actually, don't do it on the Joe and Alex Show one. Just find us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Then you can DM Alex or Live the Web Girl and let them know what's going on. All right, well, I'm so excited. We're going to have an awesome show today, and we're looking forward to you being a part of it. Follow us, as I just mentioned, on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Our number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Coming up at 8:30, 7:30 Central, we will be giving away Backstreet Boy tickets. I'm really excited for the game we're playing today. It's going to be fun. All right, cool. Give us about 3 minutes and we'll tell you what's coming up in the garbage with Alex on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are donating $500,000 to the Woolsey Fire relief efforts after losing their Malibu home. In a statement from Miley's rep, Miley and Liam revealed their community and state are very special to them, and they want to give back to the place that has created so many beautiful memories for themselves and others. They're donating $500,000 to the Malibu Foundation through Miley's charity, Happy Hippie, in hopes to restore Malibu's magic. The funds are going to be used for those in financial need, emergency relief assistance, community rebuilding, wildfire prevention, and climate change resilience.
I saw that photo online of, like, was it like, say, like Love, where it used to be inside their house, and like after it looked how it got burnt down. It's so
sad.
Oh,
yeah. While Miley and Liam unfortunately lost their $2.5 million 4-bedroom house, their rep said that they are very grateful to be safe along with their animals.
Also, I'm so excited about this. Miley Cyrus could be starring in an episode of Black Mirror after she was spotted filming for the series in South Africa. Now, no details have been confirmed about her being on it, but we do know that the fifth season is expected to drop on Netflix in December. So we only have 1 month to wait and we get new Black Mirror episodes, which I have been saying from the beginning, and so has Joe. If you have not watched Black Mirror yet on Netflix, where have you been?
It is amazing.
Why are you guys looking at me? I'm never going to watch it.
I know.
Because you have to watch it.
You need to watch it. Producer Porkchop said off air, he hasn't watched it.
It's not scary. It's just weird. It's not scary.
And get past the first episode. There's no order of it either. Just the first one you watch. Holy crap. Awkward.
Mind-blowing. Christina Aguilera, I don't know if you heard about this, but she had decided to hit up this local bar with some friends. She was in New Orleans visiting, and she tried to get up on stage, and the guy that was singing in the band told her no. Like, he was like, oh, no, you can't come up here.
Probably like, oh, God, here's a drunk lady, girls' night out, right?
Right, and so she was kind of like, well, he must have not known who I was. It's okay. She kind of, like, talked about it to the news. That's really embarrassing. Well, now the band leader is speaking out and saying that he just didn't happen to recognize her in the moment. She was right.
We would really love to have you come back. I promise you, we'll do any song you want to do, honey.
So if she could come back and perform with you, what song would you want her to sing with you?
Dum, 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 dum. Lady Marmalade. Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Rob Kardashian filed to lower his child support payments to ex-fiance Blac Chyna for their 2-year-old daughter. The reality star pays the model $20,000 a month, but claims in court that he can no longer afford those orders. Man, what the heck is wrong with him?
To be fair, he doesn't have $20,000 bucks to give out.
I don't understand his situation. It's like, it's crazy how broke he is compared to his siblings, and just none of his companies are taken off the ground very well.
Well, it's because he has like almost like zero work ethic.
Right,
also,
that's the problem.
He doesn't sign on to do the show. He hasn't done the show in how many years?
That's so dumb. He's asking for a modification on his payments, claiming that the restraining order against Blac Chyna that she filed against him for domestic violence has actually caused him significant damage. And the final season of Game of Thrones is going to air in spring of next year. HBO announced that the 8th and final season of the hit show will premiere in April 2019. That's 20 months after the show's 7th season wrapped in August of 2017. No start date was given, and the season will feature 6 episodes, one fewer than season 7.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome. Oh, Liv the Web Girl, there's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Stop, stop, stop.
Dumber
okay,
than...
we get it.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think about hand washing clothing?
Okay, so it's like 2018. We've put people on the moon, like Tesla's our thing. I don't understand why there isn't clothing that can all go in the washer and dryer. Also, what are you supposed to do with hand wash clothing? Like, if you're just supposed to like put it in like this sink and like wash it, like why can't we put it in the dishwasher? Also, are we just supposed to spray it with Febreze? Like, that's like, I just don't understand how you wash it. I just don't get it.
And that's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. And wow, talk about dumb people getting fired. Did you guys see this Ford dealership out in California where they're going through all the wildfires? Do you see the ad they put out? Got a lot of people upset.
No.
Tell me what you think. Maybe I'm overreacting too. A Ford dealership in California rolled out a new ad that made light of the deadly wildfires that have killed dozens of people in the state. Here's what the ad said. Well, we didn't catch fire, but these deals are smoking hot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, probably a little incensed.
First of all, car dealerships in general always have the dumbest and cheesiest advertising. Like, I can't stand, like, you ever hear the commercials? Like, oh man, we're gobbling up the competition this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they always do that stuff.
Don't get stuffed by high prices. Look, I can do this for a living. I'm on fire right now.
Probably should have rethought that one before they posted that.
Yeah, well, the dealership published another post that read, "Hello, friends. Our advertising team picked a heading for this week's campaign that appears to be insensitive to some. Yeah, that wasn't a good reply either. So a spokesman for the dealership yesterday said, recently we expressed ourselves in a way that doesn't reflect our values. We're sorry. It's just like, come on, guys. How dumb are you? Now, here's kind of a cool talk about taking advantage of a situation in a good way. This involves Toyota. This is really cool. And the photo's up on JoeAndAlexShow.com and the Need to Know News blog. A nurse is being offered a new truck after his was scorched while helping patients get to safety in the midst of the campfire. Alan Pierce was able to get all the patients along with other staff out of the hospital thanks to him and other people. He made two trips to get others to safety. He shared the damaged truck on social media because it's a white truck, but it's burnt. It looks like...
Oh, wow. Like he drove right through the fire?
Through the flames down the middle
Holy
of the road.
Cow.
And people were... Seeing this footage, you couldn't do this in a movie. It's so scary. But he got out and then he shared the damage of his truck on social media, thanking Toyota and writing, "This truck literally saved my life." He then posted an update on Sunday night to share a GoFundMe somebody actually set up for him, writing that, hey, just an update. I actually lost my house in that fire, and I don't know about my job because the hospital kind of was caught up in the fire, too.
Ooh.
So he lost his house, truck's pretty much destroyed, and may not even have a place to work or a thing to do. So that's terrible. And here's something at least cool. Just a little thing right there. Toyota saw the original post that he put up there of, like, saving people, and they chimed in and they said, hey, don't worry about your truck. We're honored to get you a new one.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That's smart marketing right there. They're going to take care of that guy. And a shout out to all of our nurses out there. We appreciate you, all the hard work that you do. Alex, this is something you probably talk about, but I'm like, wow, this is genius. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to have to make sure they do that. A girl who used a code word was able to stop an attempted abductor from, like, taking her, and who knows what would have happened. Listen to this story. This is 10-year-old Madison. She's a young girl in Arizona who recently stopped an attempted kidnapper by using her family's code word.
I was scared because if I would have hopped in, I didn't know what he would do to me. He was covering his face like this, and he told me that my brother has been in a serious accident, and he told me to come pick you up. And then I just remembered the code word, and then I asked it. He didn't know it, so he drove off, and I ran straight home and told my grandma.
I mean, imagine being 10, you hear that, you're probably scared, like, oh no, my brother, my mommy, my daddy.
Yep.
And it's like the smart, and that goes to the parents too. Actually, here is Madison's mom talking about everything.
She could show other kids it's okay to ask that question and not everyone's your friend. I think kids respond more to kids than they do adults, and they can understand, they can be brave and smart and run. And so I thought she could reach more families out there.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Proud of that little girl. I want everybody to grab their phone because we all have iPhones here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want you to look at this and give me an answer in a second. I want you to look at your screen time, and I want to see how many times you actually pick up or look at your phone.
Oh, no.
Look on that if you can. If you can't find it, no biggie. But
where is it? How do you find it?
Well, for me, I just go from my main page and I swipe left. It says screen time. See right there?
Oh, no. I think you actually have to, like, find it, right?
Oh, well, just search screen time. It should be. It's the most recent update. And I went and I clicked on just the last 7 days, and I clicked on yesterday. And what you do, this is insane. Americans look at their phone an average of 52 times a day. Wednesday doesn't count because we just started, so I'm going to click on my Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know where mine is on my phone if you don't have a direct instruction for me.
I picked up my phone 64 times yesterday. 64, so I'm above average. Says the average person looks at their phone 52 times a day.
I picked up between the last 7 days 469, but
my weekly
total for social networking, entertainment, creativity for the past 7 days is 19 hours and 19 minutes.
Where okay. are you guys
That's
seeing
like a full
this?
Day.
Is Here, it in Liv, the settings?
No,
do
no.
Do mine. Here.
I will. Well, Porkchop's phone is
But you have
ancient.
To say it for people that don't know. No, where
okay,
is it in
so
the phone?
Swipe,
it's screen time. Just
you
search for screen time.
Swipe left to where you can search, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, scroll down.
Search screen time.
Scroll down. It should be the last thing. Do you see it?
Okay.
Now tap on it. Porkchop, I don't think you have it, buddy.
Oh, no.
You
He's
need
got the grandpa phone.
You need the update.
I can't update my phone because I'm
is
out
that,
of space.
Is that the jitterbug?
No, it's iPhone 6S, and I bought it the day it came out. Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
what'd you say yours was for the week?
Mine was 64 pickups. That's what I was looking at because they say the average person picks it up 52 times a day. Like, if you click on a day for the 7 days in a week, that's what it'll show you.
What's your weekly total for screen time? go to that because that's one that's 19 minutes and now 20 minutes.
I don't know.
19
how to read
hours,
this.
20 minutes.
I don't like all this data. It's like too confusing for me.
Come
all
on.
Right, this is getting out of control, but that was my whole point there.
How 38 hours and 22 minutes for Alex. I'm
is
sorry,
Is that a lot
Joe.
Or not a lot?
That's a lot. That's like double mine.
In it a is? Week?
Yeah, in the past 7 days. Sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. It's just, I guess I should have prepped everybody before we went on there. I thought it was pretty easy just to swipe on it. But either way, that is incredible. So look at how many times you pick up in a day. If it's over 52, you're above average, which is not a good thing. And finally, Chick-fil-A is a good thing. They're giving out $1 million in free chicken sandwiches to promote. They have this brand new launch they're delivering with DoorDash. The
Yay!
Company rolled out on-demand delivery, so Alex will never leave her house again. More than 1,100 restaurants in the U.S. and customers who order through the DoorDash app or website. And this is the promo code. I'll put it up on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. CFA, like Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. CFA delivery. On orders of $5 or more, you'll receive one free sandwich.
I'm in.
Past $4.99 each.
I screenshotted that from Instagram last night at
Oh,
midnight.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I guess we're getting Chick-fil-A today. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Okay, I don't know where everybody stands on this, but listen, I thought you were supposed to wear jeans for a long time before you wash them, and I don't know if you're supposed to wash them when you stain them. I assume that's when you do. But what about smell? Because here's what I was thinking. This is where we want to hear from you. I went out and had fajitas, because certain food will give you that little bit of smell that lingers on your shirt. Sometimes for me, it's my beard, but I get my jeans. I went out for Mexican. I get these Texas fajitas with the shrimp, the steak, and the chicken, and that was just, it was on my beard, my shirt, but it was all over the jeans I'm actually wearing right now. So I just Febreze them. And it actually, do you guys smell it?
That is so disgusting that you would not wash them.
No, I do wash them. You know I'm the guy that showers twice a day, so don't act like I don't like cleanliness. But I just, when it came to my jeans, I thought you're supposed to like wash them like 3 or 4 times a year.
Okay.
Whoa. That 3 or 4 times a year.
No, that's why I'm asking the question. Please, no judgment zone here.
That seems like maybe a little less than what you're supposed to. I know that you are supposed to go a long time without having to wash jeans. However, in your case, you probably need to wash them after every single time you wear them. And that it goes for all your clothes.
Wait,
because
every time I wear them, why?
Because you sweat a lot.
Uh-huh.
And the food smell. If you have a smell on them, then yes, then you break that rule. One thing about you is like you are such a stickler for rules. If someone says one thing one time, you think that rule applies to everything. Like it's law. Like you can be
martial law.
You can be an exception for that. You don't have to wait and only wash your jeans 3 times a year. If they stink, they stink.
No, of course. Now listen, if I spilled something on them, I'd wash them. If I go like, pull my pants up to my face, like, well, when they're off, I'm like, ooh, that smells kind of crotchy. Okay, I'm going to clean that up.
Wouldn't sweating constitute is basically the same thing as spilling something on them?
Yeah, but usually the sweat dries up. 833-JOE-ALEX.
So does a spill.
833-563-2539. You can call in and let us know what, I guess, kind of the right rule is here. Then what do you do, Alex? You do not sweat anywhere near I do. I don't even think you have sweat glands.
I really
so what
don't
do you do?
Sweat very much. I probably wash my jeans after I wear them every 2 times.
But, like, doesn't that fade them and ruin them?
Probably, but I just can't stand it. It grosses me out.
Oh, my God. See, I can't stand it in the complete opposite way. I need to have them, like look good. Because all my clothes gets faded. Like, this shirt right here, I actually noticed. There is a stain from the last time I wore it. Okay.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. You also rewear shirts?
Yeah, I wore this on, was it Sunday? I think I wore this shirt.
Wait, did you wear that shirt in the airport?
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. I'm seriously gagging.
What is so gross about that?
That is the grossest thing. I pretty much, bleach my clothes after I've been wearing them in an airport. I will not rewear them, number one. Number two, I don't rewear any tops unless I wash them. You should not be rewearing clothes. Jeans is okay, maybe sometimes. But your tops?
Okay.
No.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Raven.
Raven, what's up? What do you think?
Hey, man. Joe, all I can say is, I'm a bigger guy as well.
Uh-huh.
And, anytime I deal with any kind of sweat or odor or any kind of thing, man, I'm always washing. Literally the next day.
All right, man. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. You know what? I just feel like if it stinks, if it's got that sweat, yeah, Maybe. But in my case, it doesn't. If it doesn't smell, why wash it? And this is totally separate.
Your
but
shirt
Alex,
smells. I guarantee your shirt smells.
Smell it. Come here.
No.
Sniff it.
I can't.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
All right. Alex sometimes is anxious and uncomfortable, but you kind of have, what, a store or a place that you go to, and immediately when you walk inside of it, you just feel, what, insecure as a woman?
Yes.
What is this all about?
I feel like every single time I go to Hobby Lobby, I'm overwhelmed and feel so inadequate because I actually suck at arts and crafts. And I feel like, I just feel like, man, because I feel like so many women are like so crafty and they can paint and, you know, make wreaths and do and sew and all the different
homemakery stuff.
Yes, homemakery things. Like I suck at that. And so I can't even color within the lines. I mean, I'm really a shameful girl. And anyway, every single time I go into Hobby Lobby, I just feel like, man, this makes me feel a little insecure because I'm just not good at this kind of stuff. And I feel like if you think about it, every guy has a store that if they go to it, they feel insecure as a man.
Oh,
and
God,
every
yes.
girl has a store they feel insecure as insecure in as a girl.
Then what is your store? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You got a store, pork chop?
No, but I kind of feel you on the arts and crafts thing. Allegedly, as a kid, my mom always told me that I was never sure of myself, so I always had to ask and ask, like, is this right? Is this right? So I feel you on that. But if I had a store, I mean, I feel like sports stores, because I feel like a lot of guys, they really, like, when they play fantasy football, they know a lot about sports.
Like
so,
Dick's
you know,
Sporting Goods?
Yeah, or you go in and look for jerseys of, like, and I don't know who the coolest jersey is. So
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Play the sports, win the games. No, for me, I'm getting more and more, like, I guess, educated, and I'm learning more, becoming more of a man. I have my man moments. But anytime I go into a hardware store, like, especially not big ones like Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards, like big, you know, nationwide chain ones. But when I go into the local hardware store, it's on my street. Who knows how long it'll be around, you know, because they're getting shut down. But the guy is an old man, and I'm like, hey, like, I had to change out the sprayer on our sink the other day because it was broken, the handle like that pushes down to activate that got stuck and then it wouldn't work and it broke off. And I'm like, I don't know what these tools are called
yes.
or what I need. I'm like, he's like, well, you got this kind of like, I guess it's a white tape that you put around the pipe to seal it. I'm like, I got duct tape. And he laughed at me. He's like, oh, God, you're a dummy. So it's just like, I feel so inadequate as a man. I'm like, I don't know what to use.
That makes so much sense to me. I feel like a lot of guys would be like, I don't know. There's 800 types of wood in this aisle. How do I know which one?
Now, what about your man? Does he actually do it for you or no? Does he actually know how to do stuff, Alex? Is he pretty secure at stores?
The Egyptian, my boyfriend. I feel like certain things, yeah, like he would be really smart to go car shopping with. As far as home improvement, I'm not really so sure about that.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Laura.
Hey, what's going on? What is the store for you you kind of feel insecure with?
Sephora.
Oh, Sephora. So it's actually, that's funny because I feel like a lot of girls would feel really secure and confident in a Sephora, but it actually overwhelms you and you get a little nervous. Like, what is the right thing?
Yeah, like I have no idea what makeup to buy. All these girls have like winged eyeliner and all this crazy stuff, and I never have any idea what I'm doing in there.
I wear winged eyeliner every single day. It's my signature.
Is that what I'm looking at? Because I know nothing about makeup.
Yeah.
Is that like where it's kind of like winged up? It's like, ha ha!
Yeah, it's like a cat eye.
Hello, my pretty!
No, I don't know about that, but it's a cat eye. I do it every day. But yeah, it's Sephora. I used to work at Sephora before I was in radio, so that's a store I feel really confident in. But I didn't even think about that, all the choices.
And this isn't a store, but when I go into a gym, I'm like, oh God, I feel so insecure here. That is like my total weakness.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
How about you going into like AutoZone, and if they asked you what oil to get, would you know like 5W20?
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
Joe does not know anything
like,
about cars.
Where's the cooking oil? He's gonna make some food.
Do you guys got vegetable oil? What do you guys got?
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Migos were on Carpool Karaoke last night with James Corden, and it was really fun.
Do you mind if we listen to some music? Should we see what's on the radio?
Oh, let's get we in. Walk it like I'm talking. Walk it like I'm talking.
James also asked them the history of dabbing. Are you listening, Live the Web Girl?
Dabbing is really swagging.
You know what I'm saying? Dabbing is like, look at my dab was like, look at my swag. Yeah. Dab was a new word for swag. And then people took that one word and made it a whole dance and kind of made the word dab be a dance.
So Liv's got dab swab.
That's right.
Dab swab.
Dab swag.
I'm saying swab. Dab swab. That's my new word right there. It's Pink. It's like dad bob and dad swab.
Pink's husband, Carrie Hart, is encouraging victims of the wildfires in California to defend their properties from looters by using their Second Amendment right to bear arms. He wrote on Instagram, it's unfortunate that some people have taken advantage of others in a crisis. While the Malibu fires have been burning, some locals have been fighting off and defending their property against the fires. He said there have been signs of looters and sightings of them breaking into homes. Well, if you're a looter, think twice if you're heading back into Malibu. Hashtag defend your land. Hashtag Second Amendment. He also posted a black and white photo of a group of men holding firearms with a sign that reads, looters will be shot on sight. I feel like... He has every right to post that, obviously, but I think that people are probably going to give Pink crap for that.
She'll get crap for it, but I guarantee you, somebody's going to loot your place and they see a bunch of people with guns, like, well, you know what?
Well, of course they're going
to
turn around.
We just want to help put out the fire. Hey, yeah. How you guys doing?
According to a new poll, NBC Nightly News host Lester Holt is the most trusted anchor in the U.S. The poll found that Holt was trusted a lot by 32% of Americans and some by 30%. Two ABC News anchors tied for second, David Muir and Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts. Fox News host Sean Hannity was the least trusted anchor, with 30% saying they don't trust him at all, followed by MSNBC's Rachel Maddow and CNN's Don Lemon. Stan Lee and his daughter J.C. Lee are working on, well, were working on, I should say, a brand new superhero before the comic legend died. And now his daughter is vowing to push forward with the project. The new hero is called Dirt Man.
Are you serious? Yeah. Dirt Man?
Dirt Man. J.C., his daughter, created the character, but she says Stan worked with her on developing him right up until his last weekend alive. No word on what Dirt Man's powers are or his origin story, but she did say we'll see him in comics and on the big screen. And she also just talked about, you know, how great her dad is and all that good stuff. Stan died Monday after he was rushed to a hospital from his Hollywood Hills home. Coming up in the next Garbage, Cardi B coming to Netflix. We'll talk about that.
Oh, man. I can't wait for that. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So many couples struggle with trying to conceive. You're not alone. And you know what? They'll try anything to get pregnant. There are all kinds of weird old wives' tales out there about, you know, do this, do that to get pregnant. And one of our coworkers actually tried one. Have you ever heard of this? Because I've never heard of this one before. He said it worked for him and his wife and tons of other couples. Wow, we want to hear what old wives' tales you have tried to get pregnant and that have worked. Coming up next, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
What old wives' tales did you try that actually got you pregnant? Or at least you tried them and maybe you didn't. This is insane, Alex. One of our coworkers at dinner shared about how he and his wife struggled. They tried to think for a year, 2 years,
yeah,
to actually conceive. Because it's different. Like, sometimes, whoops, we're pregnant. But I think there's pressure on you when you're actually trying. It's like, oh, it didn't work this month. We'll get it next month.
So many couples.
It didn't work again and
so
again.
So many couples deal with this. And, you know, obviously, our heart goes out to you if that is something that you are currently dealing with. But what is crazy is what he told us he ended up trying that got his wife pregnant.
He said, and I don't remember how he said he heard about it, but somebody told him, oh yeah, oh, it's this friend of his, it's a pharmacist, said, you know what, like, your wife, have her take Robitussin. I guess Tussin is something, I don't know anything about it, but like Robitussin, which you take.
Drinking the purple drink.
Get that purple drink.
Whoa, wait a minute. I feel like it's just my job to let everyone know we are not professional doctors. So
no.
Before you go chugging Robitussin.
This is,
you know,
rumor. This is the old yeah. wives' tale. This isn't doctor's orders. It was just rumor had it and it worked.
Yes, she took the purple drink, the Robitussin, like a safe dosage. And guess what happened that month?
No way.
She got knocked up.
crazy wow. time. Yep. Crazy.
They had a child, and then they did the same thing. They had another child, and it's absolutely amazing. I think, too, I've heard, because we're not trying to have kids right now, me and my wife. We are married, but eventually we will try, and I will totally, I'll give her a Robitussin rub down. I mean, I'll put it in food. I'll do whatever. But I hear you have to be relaxed, because I think maybe it's the Robitussin was the mental effect of just relaxing, because when you're trying and putting that pressure on yourself, I've heard that can kind of stress you out. But any advice, old wives' tales that you've heard or that have worked for you, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
So to clarify, there's not sperm in Robitussin, right?
I would hope not, because I don't want to be taking that. That, to be honest with you, does not sound like my cup of tea.
Well, see, so I asked him. I said, okay, well, surely this was a coincidence. This is a one-time thing. You know, you coincidentally had your wife drink Robitussin and then she gets pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, actually, when this was successful for them, they told their other couple friends who were also trying to get pregnant at the time to do this. And it worked for all of them too.
It's kind
of a
miracle.
Yeah.
Do you know how many guys right now are listening or that maybe don't want their wives to get pregnant or their girls to get pregnant?
Throwing it out.
I don't feel good. Well, we're not getting this. Get rid of the Robitussin. All right, we'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. The number to call in with those old wives' tales about how you got pregnant or maybe your own personal advice, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
We're looking for those wives' tales, those old wives' tales that somebody told you, like, oh, you do this? That'll get you pregnant. We had a coworker that we just met over dinner the other night, and he shared kind of a personal story about he and his wife could not conceive. They tried, and over a year in, they're like, well, what do we do? IVF? What are we supposed to do? And somebody's like, hey, man, quit doing all those fertility things. Why don't you try some Robitussin?
I've never heard of this in my life.
I haven't either. But apparently, the next month, boom, she's pregnant.
Who was it that used to always rap about Purple Drink? Was it Lil Jon?
I thought it was Lil Wayne.
It was Lil Wayne, because I was going to say Lil Wayne has a ton of kids, doesn't he?
I don't know. Is that you think that it is? Whoever's got purple drinks?
I'm pretty sure he has several kids, but I could be wrong.
I'm going to start taking Robitussin to see if that'll get my wife pregnant. I know it's more the woman, but whatever.
But there's all kinds of old wives' tales that people say, you know, eat this, do this, and you're going to get pregnant. But we want to know, like, did you try that? And then did it actually work, or did it work for someone you know?
Try this position, that position, like different things.
Well, no, if you tell us that, you know, keep it PG.
Of course. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you have? Like, what's your story?
So our story is, it's kind of like getting out of your own environment where you've been stressed out and you've been trying so hard. Like, we're 2 for 2 with going to concerts out of state and staying, like, in hotels and winding up pregnant.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's awesome.
What were the concerts?
One was Keith Anderson when my husband and I first got together. And then the second one, like, we literally tried for 18 months and couldn't get pregnant with our second. And then we went down to Louisville for Garth Brooks, and now here we have a 2-year-old daughter.
Good old Garth.
Good old rodeo. Sorry for the visual. That's awesome. And see, that goes back to mentioning earlier, when you're not thinking about it, it works.
Happens.
Exactly. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what's the old wives' tale you've heard about getting pregnant? Maybe it worked for you.
Well, I actually tried for 12 years with my previous husband, and it just didn't work. Went to fertility specialist, took Clomid, and just nothing worked. Then I met my husband, I explained to him my story. I couldn't get pregnant, can't have children. He was like, well, I know this midwife, you know, she does this massaging of women's organs. They believe that, Hispanic people believe that if you lift things too heavy, that your womanly parts can kind of get out of order.
Wait. Hispanic people. Sorry, say that again. Hispanic people believe if what is too heavy, like if you're weight, if you're too overweight, or what are you saying?
No, like if you lift something heavy, almost like a hernia, but if you lift something heavy, your I'm trying to think of the word.
You're a medulla oblongata? No.
What in the world?
No, we get what you're saying. So, like, they kind of, what, massage it back into place?
Yes, exactly. And within less than a month, literally less than a month, I was pregnant. I had tried for more than 12 years plus, and it just didn't work.
Well, you'll never have to worry about that, Alex. You've never lifted anything heavy in your life, so you'll be fine.
It's true. Princess problems. Now, what organs was she massaging? Spleen?
No, it was your...
memories?
Ovaries. Yeah, ovaries.
Oh, okay, so it was your baby-making parts.
Yes.
Okay. Nope. I didn't know. Your lung, I didn't know.
Is it true, Christina? Is it true, Christina, that it's good for them to do that for the man, too?
Stop it.
To make sure it works?
That I don't know. Well, I've never heard of the man doing
why
it.
Why do you have to make everything gross?
I'm not, but if it was for the woman, doesn't the man
part? No.
I'm so tired of it. It's like, guys don't get anything, but we're part of the process.
I think he just wants a belly rub.
You know, Joe wants something else rubbed.
Or tug. Holly's on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? What's the old wives' tale?
So not really an old wives' tale, but you always hear people say, like, you know, like you were saying, when you're stressed out and you're thinking about it, it doesn't happen. And that's what happened with me and my husband. We tried for about 8 or 9 months or so, and then we kind of just like gave up and we're like, well, it'll happen when it'll happen and when the timing's right and everything. And then like a month later, we were pregnant. So.
Holy cow.
So this is a relaxing thing.
Yeah. A lot of people talk about that.
And just the stress, I guess. You know, so I have no idea. So here we are, like, 4 months pregnant. So.
Congratulations.
What are you going to name the baby, Joe or Alex?
How about, like, Jalex?
That's good.
That's actually the first suggestion we had. Now, by the way, too.
I don't want to pick favorites.
No, it's okay. Did you ever think or hear of the Robitussin thing that we just heard of?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I swear to God, we're not making this up.
Yeah, this is a real thing, a real success story. And we're getting tons of messages, too, on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, from people. They said, read The Secret, the book called The Secret, and then wish for a baby. That happened to them.
I'm going to read The Secret book,
The
then.
Secret is like a crazy popular book. I see it everywhere. So,
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Oh, you would know it if you saw the cover.
Okay.
Someone said, get drunk and get in the backseat of a car.
It's got to be a bigger car for me, but okay.
Someone said file for bankruptcy because it always happens when you can't afford a kid. Oh. Someone else.
That's true.
Someone else says have the man drink caffeine for about an hour before and then do a woof woof move. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, woof woof. Like a style. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Someone
Who
said,
let the dogs
someone
out?
Said stand on your head doing the do. Stand
Excuse
on your
me?
Head. Yeah. I don't know who's supposed to be the one that's standing on their head. The man or who.
Yeah, the guy stands there. Oh, I get why. Gravity. Okay.
Someone says afterwards, get on your back and put your hands on your hips and bounce for a few minutes. I guess to get everything.
We get it.
Someone
Liz.
Said wearing socks during.
No, you don't wear socks during that. Liz, you're on the Joe and Alex show. That's just weird. Hey, you got an old wives tale or any advice?
My advice is that, I mean, obviously just relax, have fun with it. But what worked for me was after we did the do, I shoved a pillow up under my butt, and just hung out, watched an episode of Pop Burgers. Nailed it on the first try, and I told my friends about the pillow trick, and several of them have gotten pregnant on their first try, too.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Does it matter the kind of, like, stuffing in the pillow? Does it have to be feathers, or can it be, like, does it have to be a Tempur-Pedic pillow?
I just took a regular old pillow off my bed, like, folded it in half to get a little more lift. And I guess the idea is that you've got gravity working for you at that point.
Gravity. That's interesting. Someone says swim in the ocean. What in the world is that going to do? Does salt water have some kind of effect?
I don't know.
Well, we're staying out of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't go into the water.
Someone said put elephant figurines under your bed because they promote fertility. Elephant
really?
Figurines.
It's a little weird. But all right, if you got advice, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You can find everybody's social media accounts up there, too. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Now, if you're new to the show, or maybe you've heard this before, Joe's Journey, I'm trying to lose weight. I've lost 100 pounds and gained it back several times in my life. So it's one of my biggest struggles. And I started it not too long ago, trying to do it again. And I started out at 404.4 pounds. And I checked my weight this morning before I came into work on the scale. And I only lost 0.5. 2 pounds. I was last week 388.2. This week I was 388.0.
What is that? A nostril hair?
That's literally a sneeze.
Yeah, or like a little tinkle. Whatever it might be, I'm down 16.4 pounds. So that's where I'm at, but it's been a crazy week. Been on the road doing all sorts of stuff, and the holidays are approaching. I wanted to talk about this, and not necessarily started this week, but I know off-air Live the Web Girl showed some interest, and I know producer Porkchop, you showed some interest, so I want to see if you're still interested in maybe joining, almost starting fresh with Joe's journey and change it up so that you guys are all involved, or is that just something you're kind of saying to be nice to me? Because you guys are saying you want to get in shape too.
Right. I mean, I'm going to Hawaii in January, so I'm trying to get it right, get it tight.
And I
want to work out. My goal is to work out at least 4 times a week. So I can normally get in, like, every single week I get in at least 2, some like 3 workouts, but I used to be working out like 4 times a week, 5 times a week, so I want to get back to it.
That would actually hold you accountable if we did some kind of a competition.
And I know Porkchop wants to get back in shape, and Joe, obviously, it is imperative for you to bring working out into your like weight loss journey, because you lost 0.2 pounds.
I feel like you guys are worried if I die, you're going to have to get a new job. So you're like, we got to keep this thing going here.
Keep them alive.
Yeah, we can find another one. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, Alex Jr., calm down.
I'm kidding.
Producer Porkchop, would you then be interested? You don't have to, but you guys mentioned this. And if it is, then maybe we can do something to hold everybody accountable. Alex, you're pretty much... you're in your Alex shape. You ain't going anywhere.
That's right. A chicken nugget tummy for life.
It's a good tummy, though. It's really nice. A little bump.
I don't remember specifically saying that. I feel like you might have said that in your dreams. But, I mean, no, I will gladly join on and help out, because I know personally I need it.
You making this up as an excuse to start over?
No, I'm not at all. But I'm saying...
he doesn't remember even saying this.
All right, well,
This happened.
You were on vacation, Alex, yes. And we had his talk.
It was last week.
I said I wanted to, like, eat healthier and be slightly healthier. I didn't say I was going to get... I said I'd help Joe, but I didn't, you know.
Okay, so this is what I'm proposing. Do you guys want to hear what I'm proposing?
Yes, I want to hear your ideas.
Okay, so I say that me, Joe, and Porkchop have to work out at least 4 times a week.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the thing.
Can I do 3?
Here's the thing. 4 times a week, but I'm going to include a walk. A workout, because I know what we're dealing with here.
And but there has to be some kind of a punishment. Otherwise, why would anybody care, right?
Obviously. So this is what I'm
shaving your beard.
Oh, God.
Wait, he should. But I think there should be a punishment for each one of us if we don't complete it. And I kind of want the listeners to tweet at us at Joe and Alex Show, or slide into our DMs on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. What do you think our punishments should be if we don't complete this?
Oh,
we
God.
I could come up with...
I can't shave my beard, Alex. That is torture.
No, I think that's a really good idea.
I think that I can come up with like a box of torture, and I just... a bunch of little scraps of paper.
Not...
I'll write some dares or some punishments.
Okay.
And then when one of you guys doesn't follow through that week, you guys have to stick your hand into the box of torture.
That would be good. That would be good. Or kind of like James Corden's, like... table of like he has a table of like cow tongues, and you either have to like
I love that I'm not involved in this. I can watch
what is it called? It's like
I get your idea.
A wheel of dares or something like that.
Yeah, it's spill the truth or spill your guts.
All right, we'll have to figure out the exact consequences, and let's make it this too. You can fail and do the consequence thing that Alex comes up with and tortures us one time. If you do it 2 times, there's that severe punishment that the listeners come up with actually has to happen. So here's your options to give us suggestions for me, Joe, Live the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Follow us. And on Instagram, you know where we'll get a lot of good things and we can see them? Put on the Instagram story where you can do the questions thing and ask people what should the punishments be for each one of us. That way people can just kind of send us a message right there on our Instagram story. So follow us right now on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. I've never seen Alex so happy with Joe's journey before. She's like, this is the best thing ever.
I'm so excited.
God, who do you think is going to fail first?
I mean, you really want me to say it?
We all know. Joe.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. We want to know what you're into. We like to share something with you that we're into each week. It could be a type of music, a song, a restaurant, just anything that's really big. Beauty, it doesn't matter. A movie we should go see. For me, the thing that I'm into, and this isn't brand new, but I'm really into Netflix on Netflix, season 6 of House of Cards. Oh my gosh, I finally started watching it. Now listen, I loved it when Kevin Spacey was in there, but that's because, you know, he got all inappropriate, so he's no longer in it because he's kind of a pervert. But he played the president in there, Frank Underwood, and yeah, after all that sexual misconduct stuff, he got killed off. He actually gets killed off. I don't know how because I haven't watched enough of it. Now, in the trailer I'll put up on there, it's revealed that Frank Underwood has died and has been buried next to his father in South Carolina, and that Claire Underwood, his wife, is now the president, and everybody is going against her. So,
ooh.
I've always liked House of Cards. Alex, you said you never really caught on to it, didn't pull you in.
I have watched the first episode of House of Cards so many times that I've actually lost count. And every single time, I cannot make it through the episode.
I feel like you got to power through a few of them.
Because everyone
you
says I like it.
It,
but I hate how he like looks at the camera. And
I love
talks
when they talk, like breaking the camera, whatever.
I hate
third dimension.
That. Hate it all.
I absolutely love it, but that's what I'm into, and we'll put the trailer up there. And by the way, all these things that we're into, we will put a swipe up link on our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show.
I am so excited about my product this week. Okay, so every single girl ever has baby hairs that we struggle with. When her hair is in a messy bun or in a ponytail, you have those like flyaways and stuff, and they never smooth down, and you can't figure out how to get them to stay down. Oh my gosh, I have something that will change your life. What?
Baby hair.
Oh. This is by the hair company R & Co. So it's an R and then like a plus sign and then Co. C-O. Okay. R & Co. Nordstrom sells it, and lots of hair places do. You can get it online. The product is called Dart, and it is a pomade stick. It's this tiny little stick that has a solid consistency pomade in it, and you swipe it over your hair. When my hair's in a ponytail, I'll even go under my ponytail and swipe up to get the baby hairs that like don't go up into my ponytail. I swipe that up. I do the top of my head. This makes my ponytails and my messy buns look so freaking good. I feel like I just went and got it done at the salon. It has changed my life.
You're smiling about this. Like, you love this.
I love this. So it's $19. It's a little bit pricey for a hair product.
That's affordable, right?
But I mean, this stuff, it's like a solid thing that you swipe over your hair. I mean, you use such little product when you use this, it will last you probably years. So I would highly recommend you go to our Instagram story at Joe and Alex Show, swipe up, buy this, the R & Co. pomade stick called Dart.
All right, we're going to have to check that on out. Let's take your phone calls, what you're into. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's talk to Allison on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into, Allison?
My friend told me about Jane the Virgin, the show. There's like 4 seasons of it on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I totally binge watched it, and it was funny, and it was emotional, and it was dramatic. It is amazing.
I've never seen that show.
I've heard about it, but I've never watched it. So we got to check out Jane the Virgin. Hey, Allison, thank you so much for calling in this morning, letting us know what you're into.
I have been super into this show. It's called The Pacific, but I just started watching it like 2 days ago. And it's like an HBO miniseries, and Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg created it and produced it. So like, obviously it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about World War II, and it's about the Marine Corps.
Okay.
In World War II, which like, I know, why would I be interested in that? Because like, that's
that's
not
history. I don't get
that. That's literally like nothing. Like, that's not my jam at all normally, but it is so freaking good. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriends are watching, and I was not into it, but like, you just get sucked into it. It's so good. But I will say, it's pretty gory.
I like it though.
Pretty
Liv.
Gory, but it is so good. Have you seen it?
No, but I like gore, and those okay. people you're talking about, like, I want to see it. Like,
it's
those
just
things
so good.
They draw me in.
Right. And Alex, I feel like you would like it because it's so patriotic. So patriotic.
Yeah, you're like, America!
Exactly. So on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, if you swipe up, you can watch the trailer to it.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl.
And with me, mine is rent.com, like the app and the website. It is so cool, especially since I'm trying to find a place to live right now.
None of us are parents on the show, but producer Porkchop is the resident dad.
Thanks,
can I just
dad.
Say that?
You guys try these new the new rent website. It's great.
No, seriously, the way the app works, it shows you a map of the city where you live.
Okay.
And then you can like zoom in and see the prices of the apartments where they're available.
Yeah, because you're looking for an apartment right now, right?
Yes, I need somewhere to live. And this website is really helping me out. This app, rather.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. I'm surprised people will rent to you, but that's cool. Kevin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you into?
There's this show on Netflix called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and it's actually super good.
I heard that show was garbage. I'm just going to go and throw that out.
Oh, wow.
There.
She just shot fire.
I heard it was horrible. And you know what else? The like Church of Satan or something even denounced it. So if the Church of Satan says it sucks and they're not accurate, then probably, well, that's really bad.
Well, like the storyline and everything, it's really good.
Interesting. All right. Well, then, I don't know.
No, is that like Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes.
I've never seen it, but I've heard that
No. Stop. You've never seen Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Nickelodeon?
No.
Kevin must be 10.
Yeah,
Kevin,
how old are you?
I'm 17.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, he was seriously.
Millennials, I swear.
He was a fetus.
Oh, he's not a millennial.
No, I don't know what you are. Kevin,
he's
do me a favor.
Generation Z.
I'm going to check that show out. It sounds cool, but go look for old Nickelodeon episodes of, what is it, Clarissa? Or sorry.
No, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I know I got mixed up with Clarissa Explains It All.
Same girl, right?
I don't know. I think it is, but check it out. I think you'll like it too, Kevin. Hey, we have tons of calls, but we can't get to everybody. So what you can do is go to our social media and tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know what you're into. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm going to let Alex explain the situation because if I do it, it's going to be like, oh, are you the one doing this, Joe?
Yep.
Is this you? Explain your question that you want people to call in for.
No, someone I know, they're like a friend of a friend, so I'm not super close to them, but one of my friends told me what they had said.
What?
And basically, they said that their significant other, so their boyfriend, during adult time...
Okay, flipping some pancakes.
...says that during that time, it helps him be in the mood and, you know, get stuff done to basically replay his highlight reel in his mind. And a highlight reel, she explained it, a highlight reel is like basically a quick, you know, 2-second snapshot of all of your former escapades, your past
this
lovers.
This hot stuff that does it for you.
Your past lovers that you've been with. And so when he's with his current girlfriend, he thinks about this and he's like, well, I'm with you. I want to be with you. It just helps me to kind of just like real quickly go over stuff in my mind. So what I want to know is it cheating for someone to go over their highlight reel in their mind during sexy time?
I don't think it's cheating, but that's a dangerous game to play, and that goes for both sides, because when you're flipping pancakes, if my name's Joe and you say Jack, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. Same thing. If it's like, oh yeah, Becky, and your name's like, my name's Taylor. What are you saying?
Hey, and since I'm the resident dad now, the brain is a powerful thing, so be careful.
Oh, yes, I'm going to turn her on with my mind. That's it.
Like, you don't know what I'm thinking right now.
So here's the thing. So if you are new to the show and you don't know this, I'm waiting till I'm married to flip pancakes. And so I can't speak from experience, but just imagining that scenario and imagining my husband telling me that he is replaying a highlight reel, I would lose my ever-loving mind. I would be so hurt, so offended. I would just be devastated because I want them to only think of me in that moment.
Well, that's sweet, but I don't think any guy would actually say, yeah, when I'm making love to my wife, I think about her cousin, like, or somebody else that you were hooked up with in the past. But I know that I guess it's a good problem compared to a bad one, as far as some people, when they flip pancakes, they, you know, make pancakes too quickly. Some people it takes forever. It's like, when's this order going to be done?
Well, we've talked about that weird things you think about, like math equations and stuff like that.
Yeah, like if the pancakes happen too quick. But for me, when I'm flipping pancakes, sometimes, you know, it's like, hey, is the order ready yet? Like, can we hurry up and get these pancakes done? So I've occasionally thought about previous things.
Joe!
Now, why are you saying, oh, Joe?
That's scummy.
That isn't... Okay.
Producer Porkchop.
That is
not... Do you have a highlight reel, or
that
are you...
That is not scummy.
...hyper-focused in the moment on your partner?
I have a highlight reel, but, I mean, I don't... Not while flipping pancakes, like...
So what's normal? Is it normal to have a highlight reel and be thinking of things while that's happening? Or is it normal to only be thinking about your partner
who's in front of
you? I would say
it's normal, quote unquote, to be thinking about your partner. But I don't think there's anything wrong if you need a highlight reel just to get it going real
quick. That's messed up.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, it's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about somebody having a highlight reel? Is that okay? Is that a problem? What?
I think there's a root cause to that. I wouldn't consider it necessarily cheating, but I'm totally with Alex. If my husband was to tell me that he was thinking of another woman, I would be very devastated and very, like, insecure.
Yes.
Just because that's, I mean, intimate time is between, you know, someone that you love or maybe don't love, but it's definitely concerning for sure.
If thinking about that right now is making you cry, like, go ahead, you can cry on the radio.
No, I'm not crying. I'm actually, like, pulling into work.
Oh, God.
I've never been on this show. I love your guys' show.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you.
Your hair looks shiny and bouncy.
And by the way, I think it's perfectly acceptable for you or your guy to think about me or Alex.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm gonna remove myself from that narrative. Thank you.
All right.
But Joe, if your wife Lindsay told you that during Flipping Pancakes she's thinking about her ex that proposed to her, for
example,
you don't gotta bring up all the details.
You could just say an ex.
Yeah, she brought him up and was thinking about him, you wouldn't be like, what the heck?
Of course, like I said, that would ruin the pancake making process.
So how is it different than if you do it?
You're asking if people think about that. I don't think it's normal, but people do it. And I don't think if you think it, it's bad. I would never tell my wife if I did that. Of course, you're going to mess with somebody's brain. You don't do that.
What if your highlight reel is like bad and just terrible? Is that okay to think of?
Just like, oh, sorry about that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry about that.
I apologize. You can let us know what you think about this. Take it to our social media at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Netflix announced a new talent show, Rhythm and Flow, which will feature Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, and T.I. as its judges. The show is billed as a search for the next breakout hip-hop star and will air in 10-hour-long episodes next year. Auditions take place in Atlanta, Chicago, and New York. This is going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be really a cool show.
It's going to be awesome. I have been wanting, dreaming, wishing, and hoping for Cardi B to be on TV. And I feel like this is just going to be the start of that. I think that they're going to see how much of a star she is on camera for this show. And I'm really hoping she signs a deal for a reality show.
Cardi B, how'd you think that performance was? It was okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Monica Lewinsky is telling her side of the Clinton affair in a brand new 6-hour documentary for A&E. Coinciding with the 20th anniversary of Bill Clinton's impeachment hearings, the special will chronicle the events leading up to the impeachment trial and the role of media, feminism, and politics in this story of sex, power, lies, and ideological warfare. She's going to reveal that she had suicidal thoughts right after the incident.
Oh my gosh, that's absolutely sad and insane.
I would be hysterically crying and then I would just shut down. And in the shutdown period, I remember looking out the window and thinking that the only way to fix this was to kill myself, was to jump out the window.
Good grief. Super, super sad. I'm glad that she was able to get through that. What is that?
That's just really sad. That's what that is.
Serena Williams is on the cover of GQ and is named a, quote, Woman of the Year. And I'm saying, quote, because literally on the magazine cover it says woman in quotes. So the magazine is taking heat because it included quotation marks around the word woman, which was above the crossed out word men on its cover. People aren't happy about the quotation marks. One user on Twitter summed up the reason Serena's fans should be mad by saying Serena has been misgendered and has had the vilest, most transphobic, I don't even know, this is a new word, a new phrase.
Oh, I like new words. Let me hear it.
Misogynorist? I don't know what this, I've never seen this word. Misogynorist? That sounds weird.
Now I'm hungry. It sounds like miso soup. So.
I don't know what that is, but they're saying those types of things to her, or have said those types of things to her about her body.
So putting quotations around the word woman continues that theme. Williams has spoken in the past about being called a man or shamed for her muscular body. GQ said the woman in quotations on the cover was in designer Virgil Abloh's handwriting. The quotation marks are just a signature of his. Apparently everything he writes, he puts like little quotes around it, like I guess he's saying it or something like that. So it's just his style. And so GQ said it's quite literally, there is quite literally a tag or quotation around the word woman because that's Virgil's own style and branding included in his partnership with Nike and Serena herself. That's the only message behind it. So they're saying it doesn't, there's nothing like, you know, they're not calling her a man or whatever. Everybody's outraged again
over something that they shouldn't be.
Forbes released its annual 30 Under 30 list this week, which includes top achievers in categories including finance, healthcare, and media. Liv, your old boss is in the 30 under 30?
Yes, the Forbes 30 under 30. So the job that I was working at before, like right before I got this job in Cincinnati, Ohio, I was working for a technology company. I was a salesperson.
And that guy's on this list?
And he is on this list.
How random is that? He's on this list with musicians like Camila Cabello, Post Malone. There are athletes.
No way. Okay, he must have done those things where you can like make your own little cover of something. And
I don't know.
Like,
he must be good.
I'm the Times Person of the Year.
But he must be pretty successful in his little technology company thing or whatever, because athletes like Blake Griffin and Adam Rippon are on here. The youngest person on the list this year is 14-year-old singer and songwriter Grace VanderWaal. If you remember who she is, she rose to fame at the tender age of 12. Can we not say tender age of 12?
Well, it is kind of a tender time in a girl's, you know. She's not yet a woman, not yet a girl.
That's what they wrote for me. When she was named the winner of America's Got Talent. So she was the America's Got Talent
girl.
Yeah,
she's kind of folksy right there. Yeah. And by the way, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but your old boss looks like he could be on Murder Monday for killing people.
Joe!
You don't think so?
That's rude.
I will say he is a little weird by Jess against because he's so smart. Like, I went out to lunch with him
They're
one time.
Always weird. You know, the and smarter like, you are, the weirder you are. It's just what happens.
And it's not even just like he's smart. Like, his brain, I just don't understand. Like, the technology that was in that building, like, I was awful at selling it because, like, I didn't fully understand it.
So if he's rich, does that mean you're rich too?
I would have been if I would have stayed.
Oh,
oh no. Okay.
Shots fired.
Well, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show in a world of poverty. So happy for you. That is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, we are going to hook you up, at least a shot at it, to win Backstreet Boy tickets, the DNA World Tour 2019. Give us about 6 minutes and you can win on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. We have got Backstreet Boy tickets for you. Today's game, it's called Famous Phrases. It's pretty simple. I'm going to play you a clip, kind of a catchphrase from a famous character or a famous show, and you tell me the show. Simple as that. Like, what show is that from? Let's get somebody to play. How about Renee? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Renee.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Can you say hi to everybody else? No, I got it for you. Alex, hi.
Hi, Alex.
Hi,
Alex.
Hi. There we go.
It's my birthday.
What?
Happy birthday.
You didn't lead with that. Yeah. You should. Okay, you win the prize. Congratulations. No, I'm kidding. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. All right, Renee, here we go. We're going to play the game. All you got to do is listen to the clip and then tell us a TV show, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen closely. Here's your first clip.
Hey. How you doing?
Oh, my.
I don't remember that.
I'll give you it one more time. It's a famous catchphrase from a famous show.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know.
Everyone always says that. How you doing?
I know. I remember it, but I don't remember the show.
I look her up and down, and I'm like,
hey, how you doing?
I have absolutely no clue.
I never watched the show, and it's like iconic. 3, 2... The number one, it was Joey from Friends. It was his pickup line. He's like, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I didn't ever watch Friends.
Sorry, Renee, you're still in this right here. You got to get 3 out of 5 right. Listen to this one. Tell us the TV show.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
The Brady Bunch.
Boom, that was pretty easy. There we go.
I knew that one.
All right, 1 for 2. Now listen closely. This one's kind of quiet, and I'll play it a few times because some are harder to hear.
You got it, dude.
Full House.
Dang, look at it. See, now.
Michelle.
Now you're warming up. Exactly, Alex. You're right there. All right, this is for the win and for the Backstreet Boy DNA World Tour 2019 tickets.
Did I do that?
It's Steve Urkel off of Family Matters.
Yeah!
Wow!
Did I do that?
Way to go! That was amazing!
You came through there at the end, Renee.
I was so worried.
Did.
How rude.
What a great birthday present. You're going to the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, by the way, Renee?
Yes.
Hey. How you doing?
How you doing? You're doing good. You won those Backstreet Boy tickets. Hey, we've got more Backstreet Boy tickets this time tomorrow, 8:30, 7:30 Central on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow the show, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And if you're brand new, or maybe you don't tune in normally at this time, the dummy of the day is a little something we do every day. It's people that are sometimes in my family. You know, they're criminals, they're dumb people doing dumb things.
They're all your family members?
Well, some are, not all. I mean, I don't have a huge family, you know that. I don't even talk to half of them, Alex.
Joe kind of grew up in the middle of nowhere, Michigan, real rural, lots of rednecks.
I'm what I call a mixture between white trash and redneck. Or and trailer trash, too. Nothing wrong with that. That's just who I am. That's how I identify myself. So let's get into it. This is a song you should learn and sing every day. It makes it better.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Today's dummy of the day is unbeweebable. Seriously, unbeweebable. Sorry, I tried to be funny for once. I'm not sure what started this argument, but for the story, it's insane. A woman claims she was stabbed with a knife. Things then continued to get heated in this argument between these two ladies. That's when the one woman grabbed the victim's wig and used a lighter to set it on fire.
Yikes.
I wonder if it was like highly flammable, like this one lighter sparks like, boom, like going up like a Christmas tree that's dried out.
I knew a girl in college who took her friend's extensions and lit them on fire and then put them on her mattress to light her mattress on fire.
What the hell did she do?
I know about this story, too.
Yeah, I don't know about this story.
This girl that did it, she's like a beauty pageant winner.
She was like the University of Louisville beauty pageant, but she was like an Instagram thought. Yeah.
And that's
okay, so that's where you went to college. But why did this girl set this beauty contestant's hair on fire?
No. The girl who set it on fire was a beauty contestant.
Oh, my God.
And she set it on fire because when she came home super hammered, she, like, tripped on the stairs. And so then her two roommates, who, like, didn't get along, they started laughing because she was, like, super drunk. And so the drunk girl lit her extensions on fire and threw them on her mattress to light her mattress on fire.
Oh, my God. Did she get in trouble?
She went to jail.
Yeah, she did go to jail, and it was after like a masquerade ball where she was all painted up. So her mugshot is like all
crazy.
Painted up.
It was crazy. Just, amazing.
I was gonna say, I bet she looked really good and pretty in her mugshot.
Now
turn and wave.
No.
Turn and wave. Oh, she's so beautiful. All right, yeah. Well, police arrived on the scene. The woman stopped the other woman that was there from getting hit with a shovel. So this thing is insane. Flammable weaves, shovels to the face. She was arrested and charged with simple arson and aggravated battery. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show, and you can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, you can call the show. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork Chop says we got somebody on the phone. We got to say hi to. Is this Sky? Hey, Sky.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on with you? What do you want to say?
So, I was just going to say that I'm a brand new listener to your show. I love it. Listen to it on Monday. I'm usually a serious listener, XM, but it wasn't working, and tuned into your show, and you have a brand new listener, and y'all are funny as heck, and love y'all.
Woo! Thank you!
And I'm from Houston, Texas.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah!
I feel like we're going to do this for a while because people are missing. We're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9. Now, we're also on the air as of Monday on Radio Now 92.1 in Houston. That's awesome, and you like it so far. Okay, cool.
Yeah! Y'all are a good bunch.
Well, we appreciate that, Sky. I think you're going to like it. Did you get to hear Murder Monday on Monday?
I think so.
You wouldn't know if you heard Murder Monday.
She didn't hear it. She told me she started listening around 7:30 Central, and we did it at 6:30 Central.
Okay, you need to listen to Murder Monday. You know what you need to do to really get to know the show? Search for us. You can go to joeandalexshow.com. We have our podcast there, but also on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, search for The Joe and Alex Show. And Sky, hang on. I want to get your number because I want to follow up with you and see what you think about the show. Hopefully you keep on listening. Hopefully you tell your friends too, okay?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Hang on, Sky. We love you. That's awesome. We appreciate
that. So sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah. If you're listening to The Joe and Alex Show, let us know. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. And like I said, follow us on Instagram too, at Joe and Alex Show. Hey, can I share a little something personal next?
Uh-oh.
I was at my chiropractor the other day, just getting my back adjusted, and I had kind of an accident happen.
Oh, my God.
But I want to know if anybody else has had this problem before.
Here we go.
I'm going to share that accident in about 6 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Trying to have an adult conversation here on the Joe and Alex Show is damn near impossible. But to do that, you need to call us.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Now, I'm being serious here, Alex, so please don't be like, oh, you're so gross, disgusting. Because I'm not trying to be gross or disgusting. But I had an accident happen at my chiropractor. He said this actually is very common. And I want to know two things. There's different options that you can call in. I want to know what line of work you do where this is a common thing that people do. Like, it's not, shouldn't be that embarrassing. And I want to know what you were doing. Where were you when this happened? What happened to me? I was at my chiropractor. He's got me on this machine, and I don't know what it's called, but you're laying, you know, flat on your stomach, and it's supposed to help your spine, so your legs go up and down. It just manipulates it.
Yeah, the chair.
You're just on your stomach, and it's doing that, and it's really, it's like, wow. And then they can turn you and go like this, and to the left and to the right. And guys, I don't know what happened, but I ate some food that kind of made me gassy. And I didn't mean to. No, but I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And I let one out. And we're both guys. He's like, nice one. I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah, oh, he heard it. I was like, but I was like, you know, you try to cough, you're like,
try to cover it with a laugh.
Stop. And you tried to cough?
Well, cover it. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do to, like, manipulate the sound? I couldn't, like, throw my voice, like.
Well, since it came out and you didn't know, that means you literally went. Because you couldn't have done it at the same time.
No, I could feel it. And I was like, I don't want to do this.
Oh.
My point is this. He's like, dude, don't be embarrassed. I deal with at least several people, men and women, a day. When I'm adjusting them and you're pushing and you're turning and stuff with different positions, it just happens. It comes through your body. So
I think now, that's rude.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Because I just wonder. As a bigger guy, is it more embarrassing to be the farter in public, or let me see how to say this.
Don't hold back.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out how to phrase this. Or if you were the skinny guy in the room, do you think it would be just as embarrassing or less embarrassing? Do you think that matters? Or do you feel like when you walk in a room, you're already judged, and happens and it's worse?
I know for a fact, Alex, I can't speak for skinny people, but my perception as a bigger guy, I think if you're big, everybody expects you to smell and if you fart, it was worse. It's you. Yeah, if you're a skinny, well, actually, no, I think if you're a skinny guy and you fart, it's even more embarrassing because nobody expects the skinny person to do it. Like, Liv of the Web girl, oh my gosh, nobody expects her, but she has demons come out of her butt. They're terrible.
A banshee.
Oh my gosh, but it's just an absolutely embarrassing thing. But I mean, and it's hard to embarrass me, but also there was other people in the room and I don't know if they heard it or not.
Yeah,
no, but legit, it was on that machine and it kept on going like.
So you think you could cover the sound?
It wouldn't stop.
How are you going to cover the smell?
Well, luckily this didn't. But that's my point, though. I'm not trying to be gross, but we're all human. We all have it. We all burp and we all fart. It's just a fact, people. So when did you accidentally let one rip? And if you have a line of work where that happens, I didn't really realize chiropractors, it was that common that when you're dealing with people, yep, they just adjust a certain way and... It happens.
Man, I'm just jealous that you've got a chiropractor. I need to find a chiropractor for me that I go to normally. I used to, and I haven't for a couple years now, but I'm a full-on crack addict. I love Googling videos of people getting... I do this all the time. I YouTube people getting adjusted on there and then just watch it. Babies getting their backs popped.
I'm not a fan.
Horses. I watch animal chiropractic videos. I'm addicted.
Well, I just started seeing this guy, Jordan, so I'll let you know how it goes if you actually want to go check him out and see. He cracked my neck. I'm like, oh my God, that's like out of a movie. It's like,
oh gosh, that sound. I'm addicted.
Mm-hmm. All right, we will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show. So I'm still a little loopy. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. If you don't already, follow us on social media. It's Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Man, do you think a guy getting his eyebrows waxed is normal, or is that kind of weird? Because, like, look at mine real quick. I pluck because I have
normal.
A unibrow, but do you think I need it? Like, do I need... Because I feel like on the top and the bottom, it's kind of crazy, or you don't think it's bad?
You have naturally bushier, kind of rectangle eyebrows.
Okay.
So I don't think that... A waxing would really... I think they look fine for you.
They
fit
do
your
look
face.
Okay. Because, like, no offense, Pork Chop. I'm looking at Pork Chop right now, Alex, our producer, and he barely has eyebrows. He probably
needs
to draw them on.
But that's the thing. You guys just have different types of eyebrows. Neither of you have, like, a unibrow or anything. It doesn't look like
naturally,
to me.
Naturally, I do.
Oh, you shave it?
Oh, no.
My boyfriend has a unibrow because he's Egyptian.
Well, of course.
So he always has to. I always have to tell him.
I've never done anything to my eyebrows.
What?
I know that goes against the stereotype,
oh,
right?
Oh, gosh, yes. I have hair everywhere in my body I don't want. But, no, I just was thinking about that today, maybe looking into going to get, you know, a little eyebrow work done today. With something.
You are?
I was just thinking. I don't know where to go. No.
Yes,
no.
Go to the mall and go to the threader. There's always threaders and malls.
How does that work? I've heard of threading, but how does that even work?
I don't honestly know. It's just like the thin piece of string, and they work so fast that it just like nips them.
That looks painful.
It actually does kind of hurt a little. Well, either way, waxing hurts. Hair getting threaded hurts, and plucking hurts. It all hurts. That's why laser hair removal is really the best thing to do.
What about microblading?
Microblading hurts.
What? You're saying the word blade.
Joe doesn't need microblading, though, because microblading is the opposite. Microblading is whenever, typically, girls get it, but they don't have enough eyebrow hair. Like, I have microblading because my eyebrows are not full like Joe's are. They don't grow. So, Joe, really, you're blessed. You have what most girls and stuff
Hashtag
want.
Brow goals.
Yeah, exactly.
You. All right. Hey, if you missed anything today on the Joe and Alex Show, check it on out, radio90.com. Also, we have a new website, joeandalexshow.com, which is pretty dope. And, tomorrow, more Backstreet Boy tickets at 8:30. We'll be doing Ask Alex at 7:30. Looking forward to seeing what we got in the chamber for that. That'll be kind of fun, too.
Yeah, we have a girl named Megan. She says, is it weird that my mother-in-law took my husband's ex out to lunch? And there's even more to that story that we're going to get to find out from Megan tomorrow.
Oh, God, there's drama waiting for all of us, isn't there?
Yep.
All right, cool. Hang on. Jules is in next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.